Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about mental health awareness and the resources that are available in the Lehigh Valley for people in need of mental health resources. My guest this evening is Angela Lender, who has been with Recovery Partnerships, a nonprofit organization that has an array of mental health services for adults. Recovery Partnerships' mission statement is to promote individual recovery and strengthen communities. They are a peer-run organization. It is a pleasure to welcome Angela Lender to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you, Ellie.
Yeah, how did you become involved in the Recovery Partnership?
I used to work for a state agency called Care Management Agency that oversaw the CHIP program, which stands for Community Hospital Integration Project Program, which means years ago when Allentown State Hospital was running and they were talking about closing hospitals, it was programs that were involved to take people out of the hospitals and provide housing and programs available to support those people in the community. A lot of those folks, I'm happy to say, are actually living in the community now, and other folks are utilizing the residential homes. Some people still might be in residential homes, but it was a way that the state could create agencies and programs available to help people who are struggling with mental illness or severe mental illness.
Well, you raise an interesting point. So what are the agencies and that are available now for people who are struggling with some mental health issues?
Well, there are a lot of agencies in Lehigh and Northampton County. Usually the counties prefer to start at there's intake numbers that people can call for Lehigh residents and Northampton County residents for a place to start for the information and referral. So if you're in Lehigh County, you can call 610-782-3200. And if you're a Northampton County resident, you can call 610-829-4800.
You know, here's a big question. What kind of mental, when we talk about mental health, most people will say, oh, I'm okay. You know, I'm feeling a little low today. I don't have very much energy. Or I'm sad because I had a recent loss in my family. But I don't consider it, quote unquote, a mental health issue. So how do we define and know when we have a problem that we need help for?
Usually when it starts to disrupt your daily living, your life, if you start isolating, like not really talking, hanging out with your friends or your family, not wanting to leave your home, sometimes it means not showering, not eating, not getting out of bed, not attending work. Your work attendance might drop off or you might not want to work at all. There's a lot of signs that can lead up to it, but I think the biggest thing is if it's disrupting your daily life and it's becoming hard on your friends, your family, yourself, and realizing when it's time to get some help, or sometimes for your family to realize or sit down and say, hey, is everything okay? Because I don't think that you're feeling okay. You don't seem to be yourself. Realizing it's the first step.
So, and it takes some doing for families to recognize, quote unquote, there's a problem, because very often we want to diminish the idea that there is a problem. Oh, it's not us. He'll get over it, or she'll get over it, and we tend to push it aside and not really focus on what's really being presented to us. Have you seen that in your work?
Yes, I have. It does take a while. There's a stigma to it, and I think we all stigmatize ourselves as well. And there's also the stigma of mental health that exists, and fighting that is kind of hard, and some of us stigmatize ourselves. And I think the biggest thing is mental health awareness, and that it happens to everybody. No matter what walk of life you are, where you come from, it can happen at any point in time to anybody.
Can you give us an example of a mental health issue, perhaps that a family is coping with, maybe denying, or how can we? I guess the big question is, how do we recognize that we have, you know, a person in our family or perhaps ourselves when we really need some help, but many of us deny it and say, oh, it'll go away, I'll feel better tomorrow. How do we recognize it, own it, and cope with it?
Sometimes if you realize it yourself and you know it's not going away, you can, maybe some of the first steps some people do is talk with their family doctor, who might refer them to a therapist or a psychologist or even a psychiatrist. Therapy is great, talk therapy, and being aware of what's going on with you and finding ways of coping skills. Art is a wonderful therapy to help people feel better.
Now, you have an art program that is going on right now.
Yes.
Tell us about that art program and how it works.
Okay. Recovery Partnership, we have, it's called Artists in Recovery Art Exhibit, and it's held the first Friday of every month from 1 to 3 at our office. We're at 70 West North Street, Suite 101 in Bethlehem.
Oh, in Bethlehem.
Yes, right in Bethlehem. And when we first moved into the building we're at now, our CEO, Scott Kiefer, he loves art, and we had very blank walls, and he just one day said, you know what, I want to have an art exhibit here so we can give back to our community, give a place for folks who maybe not have the opportunity to get in the big art galleries or not have the self-esteem, like the confidence yet to do that. So we started an art program in about 2008, and here we are in 2017. It's still going on, and some of the artists have really come a long way, and one in particular has not only moved from ours, but she branched out into a whole bunch of other exhibits, one of them being Cafe the Lodge, which is one of the committee members on our walk meeting, as well as one of our sponsors.
Say that again, Cafe?
It's Cafe the Lodge in Bethlehem.
Cafe the Lodge, mm-hmm. Right.
On 4th Street. And so it's been a really great, it's one of my favorite parts working at Recovery Partnership is being on the art, dealing with the art program. It's,
now, is that the only art program? Is that in Bethlehem only, or is it in Lehigh County as well?
It's just in our office at Bethlehem, but it's for Lehigh County and Northampton County residents. As long as you consider yourself an artist in recovery, you can submit 3 pieces of artwork. There's no charge to have your art on display at all. If somebody purchases your work with cash, they get 100% of their sales. If somebody buys with a check, Recovery Partnership only keeps 5%. So it's really a great opportunity for artists starting out or trying to say, hey, is this something I want to do? It's a first step for them to move on, get their names out there.
So if you have someone in your family who is an artist and maybe has some problems that they're coping with, this is a very fine program to be aware of. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Eleanor Barbro, and today I'm talking with Angela Lender, who has been with Recovery Partnership for 16 years. And she's talking about many of the resources that are available to any person who is struggling with a problem and needs help, and the resources that are available both in Northampton County and Lehigh County. And we were just talking, tell me the name of the program again, the art?
It's called Artists in Recovery.
Artists in Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And how would one person call and say, you know, I'm interested, I've always been interested in art, and how do I become involved?
Okay, they can call me at Recovery Partnership. My name's Angela, and my phone number is 610-861-2741. You can also visit our website. It's www.recoverypartnership.org. There's links on there on how to get involved and get the app. There is an application to fill out. But you can just start with calling me. in the office, and we can start from there, or come to one of our art exhibits the first Friday of the month from 1 to 3 at our office and just speak with me there, because I'm usually at every one of them.
Do people need to bring an example of the artwork, or do they just participate? Do they just come and participate?
They can come and see what kind of works we have on display, and we have all different kind of works, acrylics and drawings, charcoal. There's even some ceramics. There's jewelry. There's a crocheted blanket. So it's all different types of art. One of our artists there has some pieces of when he considers himself in recovery, and then while he was in the depths of his mental illness. And it's very impactful to see what he was going through, the art that he has, and then the art that he's doing now when he's well and feeling better. It's a really great example of some. So if you come out, I can show you those two pieces and to really experience.
Well, I think you make a very important point that there's a possibility of recovery.
Yes.
And that, you know, very often some people feel mental illness and they feel there's a block. But what you're saying there is that there is hope for recovery, but we have to first own the problem, recognize it, and seek help to help us get through, to stabilize ourselves. Is that right?
Yes, to reach out, get support, and help build your team of support, whether that be your family, your friends, your church, your therapist, your psychiatrist, whatever you need to do on building your own plan of your wellness. Because we all have different things that keep us well. Like for me, I enjoy doing jewelry and art and music. For some other people, it might be walking, fishing, anything. It's looking at yourself on what makes you feel well and to come up with a plan of staying well. And you can work again and you can enjoy life again.
Well, I think that's the important thing. That's a very inspiring thought, that we're not at one level and we don't have to be stuck, but we have to make ourselves aware of the resources available within the valley to help ourselves get better. And we'll talk more about that when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
In 2018, WDIY is celebrating 23 years on the air. If you listen to WDIY, support the station by becoming a member today. Members are our most reliable source of support. We couldn't be here without you. To become a member, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7. WDIY, serving the Lehigh Valley and beyond.
If you are a Golden Age folkie and love the music of Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, Judy Collins, Joan Baez, and the Kingston Trio, WDIY is the place to be on Monday nights. From 7 to 9 p.m. on folk classics, all of that great music from the late 1940s to the late 60s will fill the airwaves, and we will welcome your ideas about the artists and songs you'd like to hear. Folk classics, Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And tonight we're talking with Angela Lender, who has been with Recovery Partnership for 16 years. And we're also going to focus on the March for Mental Health that's going to take place when, Angela?
The Lehigh Valley Mental Health Awareness Walk will take place on Friday, May 4th. 2018. The walk itself is from 10 to 2, but the check-in time is from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and it's held at the Bethlehem Rose Gardens. And we do have a rain date, because usually May it rains, and last year we did go with a rain date, so our rain date is Friday, May 11th. Same time, same place, the Bethlehem Rose Gardens. We will make announcements before if we have to go with the rain date.
Now, do people have to register beforehand?
Yes, there is a registration form. If you're interested in registering for the walk, you can call me, Angela, at Recovery Partnership, 610-861-2741. You can visit our website. We have registration forms on the website as well. It's www.recoverypartnership.org. You can also visit our Facebook page. We have forms on the Facebook page, or you can contact any of the administrators on there and they'll get the form to you. It's www.facebook.com/LVMentalHealthWalk. That's our Facebook page. So Facebook.
What are some of the advantages of registering early? Are there some rewards that you offer people for registering early?
Yes. The first 300 registrations received, they will receive a Walker T-shirt as well as a lunch that is catered by Cafe The Lodge in Bethlehem. And we're just doing this year the first 300 registrations to try to help the funding costs. If you register and it's after the first 300, there will be water. There's donated water, and we usually get some chips and snacks donated that anyone can help themselves to. That's there to support our event. And there's also shirts from last year that are available for a donation amount. If those would like the shirts from last year's event, that is available too. So if you didn't get one, you can still get one there in that line.
And the purpose of the walk is to make people aware of what, Angela?
The purpose of the walk is for mental health awareness. May is mental health awareness. Is mental health awareness month. And the walk is to bring our community together and have more awareness to what mental health is, and to make people aware of the services and resources. So during our walk, we actually get cards printed that we hand out as we're walking to the local businesses. Anybody driving by asking questions, for anyone who's there at our walk can get the cards. And on the cards, they have very important information, like Lehigh County intake number, the Northampton County intake number, which are lines you can start with if you're not sure what to do for help or where to go. So, for instance, if you're a Lehigh County person and you're really not sure where to start, you can start with an intake number. They might refer you to Magellan Behavior Health, too. So I can just give those intake numbers now, if that's okay.
Yes.
So if you're in Lehigh County and you're looking for help, you can call Lehigh County intake number at 610-782-3200. Or Northampton County resident, you can call the Northampton County intake line at 610-829-4800. If you already know that you have Magellan Behavior Health, Magellan also has a member and family advocate who is a person who can help you navigate the behavior health system if you're looking for services. So I can give you that number too. So Magellan's advocate number for John Lease is 610-814-8025. And there are actually two lines that are available, one for Lehigh County and one for Northampton County, that are 24-hour lines that are available to somebody who is struggling with their mental health. They need somebody to talk to. It is a non-crisis line, but it's if you just need somebody to talk to. So for Lehigh County residents, you would call the warm line, and that's 610-820-8451. And for Northampton County Peer Line, that's one Recovery Partnership runs, the Northampton County Peer Line, you can call 1-855-727-3377.
So that if you have a question, if you have a concern about something that's going on in your life, you might be in a relationship that you are unhappy about and don't know how to leave. You're trying very hard, but you feel that you are not respected, that that physical force is being used with you and you don't know how to leave or you don't know what to do. There is a place to call to get some help. And what would that be if you're in Northampton County?
If you're in Northampton County and you're feeling that way, you could start with the Northampton County Peer Line. They usually have great resource information. I know by personal experience, there's places called the Turning Point that can help folks who are in domestic situations, don't know how to get out. They offer free counseling. They're a wonderful program. I actually use them in personal experience. They're a really wonderful program. And they're available for both Lehigh and Northampton County. But if you contact those peer lines first or the intake and referral lines that I gave before for both Lehigh and Northampton County, they can also give you all the information for them. Churches and local businesses often have their telephone number in the bathrooms. It's confidential. There's nothing. It's just a phone number.
Now, you mentioned that you use the resources.
Yes.
In what way did you use the resources?
I was in a very bad, controlling, emotionally and at times physically abusive relationship for 18 years. And it took me to have a son to realize I need to go out. I actually suffered from severe postpartum depression after I had my son. And when I knew I needed to get out and it was dangerous, I went through Turning Point, and they provided a lot of counseling, a safety plan to get out. And one day it got really, really bad, and I called them, and they actually had me call 911 at the point, and that's the day I left. And I never went back. I left with me, my baby, and I had nothing else. But they're a wonderful program that exists, especially if you're going through a traumatic, you know, relationship. They can help with, they can help you with furniture if you need. There's actually donations. Families actually sponsor you. A family can sponsor somebody in that situation. You don't know who's helping you, but I can tell you as a parent who went through it, it was one of the hardest times of my life, but whoever sponsored my child and I that Christmas that year, because that was right around Christmas when I had left in 2009, they didn't have to buy anything for me, but they chose to buy my son a gift and gave me a gift too. And it was just so heartwarming, all of the support that I received from Turning Point, from the people at Recovery Partnership, my coworkers, even other providers that we deal with. Like, it was very helpful.
Well, I think that's very important, and I want to thank you for sharing, because I want people to understand that the need for help occurs across the line. It doesn't make any difference of how much education you have or how much or your income. Everyone can be affected, and it's important that people are aware of the resources that are available. And so many times it is difficult to leave a physically abusive relationship, because we as women often think that we're responsible. If we only tried harder, did more, did something else, that the behavior of our partner would change. And I believe that Turning Point offers guidance and helping you to become yourself and to take the strength that you need to do what you need to do. And I think that's what happened with you in Turning Point. Is that accurate?
Yes. I think we all, like you were saying, mental health or any, it happens to everybody, no matter what. I was in college, and I have a 4.0. I was at LTRIC with a 4.0 and Phi Theta Kappa. And, you know, I was, at that time, was the executive administrative assistant at Recovery Partnership. And I thought I understood mental health. I really did, until I experienced it myself. And it was a real big eye-opener for me, because, you know, you always go through life, most people, oh, it won't happen to me, won't happen to me. But mental health affects everybody, everywhere. And as you opened up your radio show about, we can't control what happens to us, and life happens to us, and that can mean bad things to good people, losing somebody. I know death is a very hard, traumatic experience for a lot of us, and especially losing a child, losing someone to suicide. It's hard, and it hits everybody. Mental health is everywhere. But I think the biggest thing is owning it, getting help, getting support, knowing what support's out there for you. And there is support in Lehigh County and Northampton County. And knowing that you can work and help others in your situation. Like, Recovery Partnership is a peer-run organization, and that means that we all have, at some point, had experience with the mental health world. And that's why we call ourselves peers. We're a peer-run organization, and we have certified peer specialists that go out and help other people who might have struggled the same way you did. We all have different stories, and we all have different ways, but you can recover, and you can be well. again and work again and whatever it is you want to do and be happy.
You can take charge of your life.
Yes.
By owning who you be and what the problem is and finding the resources that are available in the community to help you become the person that you want to be.
Right.
And this is very important. And if you'd like to join forces with the mental health awareness, how do they join the March for Mental Health Awareness?
Find the registration form. You can contact me. That might be the easiest way, Angela, at 610-861-2741. There's registration forms. If you'd like to be a sponsor of our walk, there are sponsorship forms. We have three different sponsorship levels. We have a gold sponsorship level, a silver sponsorship level, and a bronze sponsorship level. And currently, I'd like to thank our sponsors now. At this moment, our gold sponsors are Step by Step of Lehigh Valley, Resources for Human Development, Pennsylvania Mentor, the Copeland Center for Wellness and Recovery, Cafe the Lodge Recovery Partnership. Our silver sponsors, Associated Production Services, and our bronze sponsors so far, Leader of the Pack, Canine Institute, and Clubhouse of Lehigh County. So thank you for our current sponsors. And if anybody would like to sponsor our walk, that is on May 4th at the Bethlehem Rose Gardens from 10 to 2. Please contact me at 610-861-2741. Visit our Facebook page, which is LV Mental Health Walk on Facebook. Or you can visit Recovery Partnership's website. That's www.recoverypartnership.org. The walk is, the main sponsors of the walk is Lehigh County and Northampton County Mental Health Services. This is Recovery Partnership's third year coordinating the walk. We have a committee, Lehigh Valley Mental Health Awareness Walk Committee, that we meet once a month to plan for our walk. And it's a really great celebration. You can come to the walk. If you're not a walker and you want to stay at the park, you're more than welcome to. We have tables around the benches. You can get resource information on different programs in our valley.
And I think the most important thing, Angela, is whatever problem you are facing or think you are facing, there's help available. And the only time you are stuck is when you do not recognize, number one, that you have a problem, and number two, that there are resources available to help you solve the problem and to make your life the best that it can be. And I think that's what the Mental Health Awareness Walk really does. It says you don't have to worry about having a problem. There are resources for helping you to stabilize and to create the life that you want to live. And for further information about the mental health services available in Lehigh Valley, please contact Angela Lender at 610-861-2741. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.